No human should be born with regret. Hi, my name is Alex, and this is the Yao Podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the erupting topic of abortion. Over the years, there have been a big discussion on the topic of abortions. Many people protest frequently for or against abortion as they believe it should be banned or not. I personally don't have any experience with this topic, although a friend has. His sister was going to abort her baby because of the fact that she was too young to carry a child. And I didn't know if that was right or wrong. After extensive research, I finally came up with a statement. So let's begin. So my first topic is life at risk. Parents' life at risk. A person that can die from giving birth, from infections and birth instabilities, should have the right to abort the baby, as they are jeopardizing their own life to have this child. Almost 7 mothers out of 100,000 die from giving birth in 1998. Said the risk to a woman's health was the main reason for 2.8% of U.S. abortions in 1987. Although the choice could be hard for some, it would be logical to save your own life. There's also genetic disorder / child's life at risk. A parent unaware of being a carrier of a genetic disorder and having a child that has been diagnosed with a disease that can provide a miserable life / kill the child shouldn't be born. You can argue this with personal responsibility of finding out if you're a carrier or not, although the cases where people are unaware of the idea of being a carrier and or later development of a sexual infection and or disorder can pose a threat to the children's life. There's also birth problems that are unexpected. For example, having twins when the stomach isn't large enough to bear 2 children will cause the children to be born with possible missing limbs, and our worst case scenario, die. According to a report by the Mod Global Reports, every year 7.9 million infants are born with serious birth defects or genetic disorders. Abortion should be allowed to be performed as no baby should be born with a short life expectancy. There is also financially at risk. This is not a tremendous life problem, although it could be a major long-term problem. Study shows that women who are unable to obtain abortions due to laws and abortion care restrictions are more likely to become unemployed, to be on public welfare, to be below the poverty line, and to become victims of domestic violence. There is a study that took place at the University of California which stated that women who are unable to abort were 3 times more likely to be below the poverty level 2 years later. The same study also found that those women were more likely to stay in a relationship with an abusive partner than women who had an abortion. Those same women were more than twice as likely to become victims of domestic violence. Banning abortion increases this chain effect as more people aren't given the chance to abort at all. A pro about abortion is that it reduces welfare costs to taxpayers. A study viewing a proposed anti-abortion bill that would ban all abortions nationwide after 20 weeks of pregnancy found that additional births would increase the federal deficit by $225 million over the next 9 years due to the high demand for coverage. There is also many women seeking late-term abortions who are economically disadvantaged. Their children are likely to require welfare assistance. This entire problem can most likely lead to suicide. 75% of suicides are from low-income countries. There are also problems with banning abortions that affect the general masses, which brings me to my second point, external problems. A person that has been raped shouldn't be put under birth. On average, there are 300,000 victims of rape and sexual assault each year in the United States. 3,600 of those victims become pregnant. studies show only half of those rape victims abort. That's a large amount, and removing abortion will force these recurring amount of people to forcefully give birth to the baby that will most likely be put under foster care or an orphanage without any parents, be put under an abusive life situation, or poverty. Let's talk about that from a view when abortion was first legalized in 1973. From when abortion was first legalized, there is an estimated amount of 700,000 rape victim abortions. Now I want to pose an idea. How do you think the US would have changed if those 700,000 babies were born with this information, knowing that they'd be put under an abusive life situation, poverty, or a foster care or an orphanage? This also moves me to my second example. Abortion is also a justified way for population control. As a population is gradually getting larger and larger, the vast majority are afraid that the world could run out of space for such a big amount of people, and eventually run out of daily necessities like food. A professor at Princeton University defended abortion as a way to curb overpopulation. The United Nations estimated that the world's population will increase to 9.3 billion by 2050, which would be the equivalent of adding another India and China to the world. There are around 50 million abortions a year. Removing that will cause an increase in the total population by 1.5 billion by 2050. That's 10.8 billion people. By banning abortions, the world will continue to overpopulate as people aren't given the chance to abort. If the world continues to overpopulate, it will cause a lot of cases of malnourishment, poverty, and a greater addition to carbon output. With all these external problems, government officials will still make laws binding people from having abortions. And what I say to that is, abortion laws don't work. Abortion laws are bringing many at protest. There have been numerous protests in states such as Georgia and Alabama for the laws that were recently issued, and it doesn't change the fact that people are still going to find a way to abort the child. Let's talk about the first example. Leaving the country to abort somewhere else. People from states such as Alabama and Georgia can simply travel to a different state to abort the baby. There's no restrictions on moving states to abort the baby. If there was a law on that, it would defy the freedom of movement law. Any person from the upper to middle class can easily pay to leave the country aborting somewhere else. This renders the law only effective for the impoverished, unable to afford travel to a different state, which brings me to my last example. Illegal abortion. The US legalized abortion in 1973 because the laws weren't not stopping abortion from happening, which resulted in a lot of illegal abortions, which is highly unsafe. With bans on abortion, the same will occur where people are dealt with the choice to do a legal abortion. These illegal abortions are highly unsafe and can be deadly. Many will find any way to illegally abort the baby. Many will be using drugs to have the abortion. Misoprostol, a drug that causes an abortion, can be used illegally to abort a fetus if needed. In Chile, there's an abortion hotline that coaches women on how to use the drug correctly. Studies show that these hotlines are used by people living on less than $5 a day. Due to these hotlines, the drug success rates for early abortion can exceed 90%. This hotline can be used by people from other countries in which abortion is illegal. Now I want to move into my conclusion. I strongly believe that abortion should remain legal for the main reasons that abortion laws don't work and can cause a life to be at risk with possible dangers. Children must be taken care of with a consistent amount of attention with a large amount of money to maintain. the frontal problems of banning abortion come from the problems in the world that are currently erupting, and banning abortions add to those problems indefinitely. Try to think about how these unwanted children must feel to live a struggling life of poverty with no parents, abusive parents, or genetic disorders, and how it can personally connect with how your life has been and how it would have been if you were in their shoes. Without abortion, a lot more unwanted children would be in the world. People aren't born equal. Some are born into poverty, some are born into wealth, some are born into talent or beauty. Every human is indefinitely different, but no human should be born with regret. I can acknowledge that people can say that all life is valuable and a miracle, and I understand that. But under the circumstances that I just stated, how can you choose? Thank you for listening to the Yao Podcast.